This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's 6:10.
Hump day morning.
Pooman, you only have today and two more days left until Bryn comes back. And you.
Oh, when does he come back?
I don't think
Monday.
So. No.
Oh, what?
He comes back like Wednesday, right?
On the 23rd, so that's a Tuesday.
Oh, for God's sake.
He comes back to work on Wednesday then. Is that what you're saying?
No, I believe 23rd, because I wrote on the calendar, Bryn back, so he's back. So maybe he comes back over the weekend and is taking Monday to rest.
Oh, okay.
Sarah's face doesn't like that.
She loves it.
I was under the understanding that we'd have him back on Monday. I misunderstand it. Anyway, I just got handed this, and it's hilarious. I did not realize that this was going on. When you go to a hotel, do you put on the robe and the slippers that they provide?
Absolutely not. No.
I shouldn't have asked you
to walk on them so that my bare feet don't touch the carpet.
You lay the stuff. Oh, that's great.
I
wear the robe?
I wear the robe and the sandals.
It depends.
Mostly at when we're at
if you have
Sonoma,
underwear.
I wear them there.
Just want to get comfortable and kick back. Relax.
Oh, dear Lord. He goes, it depends.
And winked at
on
you.
On what? Like whether you have underwear or not? I don't understand.
Like if you want to take a bath or something.
Yeah.
What is that? You take a bath in a hotel?
You've never taken a bath in a
hotel? Oh, my God. I totally take a bath in a hotel.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Because sometimes I have like 4 hours to kill before I got done. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? Take a bath.
Yeah, that's the place to do it.
Luxuriate in a freaking bathtub.
And they've got the salts there.
Sit there and look at my phone.
It's all prepared for you.
You guys have bed bugs in your cracks, guaranteed.
No, we don't.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, we're actually enjoying ourselves in a hotel. I'm sorry you have such a miserable time.
Yeah. You're the only one with the real problem, Vinny.
You know what?
Yeah, Vinny.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
Our neighbors a couple doors down got bed bugs. And the things that they've had to do to get that house.
From their house or they went somewhere else?
No, they went elsewhere and brought them home. And then had the getting rid of them has been, I'm only hearing the stories from the misses. But, you know, my kid's like, hey, can I go over and play?
No.
No.
You can never go to that house again. I'm sorry. Even if they say they're bed bug free.
And their kid can't come over here. Neither can the parents.
Oh, boy.
We'll meet you at the park.
Yeah.
Please
don't touch me. No touching.
Well, no hugging. No hand.
You guys.
No touching something.
Are asking for trouble with your taking baths and wearing robes.
It's totally crazy. It's a bathtub.
It's not like we're staying at. I mean, you can get these things from amazing places, but we're also not staying at dives.
No, we don't stay at dives.
Let me ask you this.
We stay at nice places.
When you get there, do you like pull your clothes out of your suitcase and put them in the dresser drawer?
I have done
sure
that.
Do.
Sure.
Get out
of
here.
I do.
If I'm staying for more than two nights, I absolutely unpack.
You unpack?
Yeah.
I want to hang stuff up so that the wrinkles aren't there.
Ready to go when I want it.
Yeah. There's a huge problem with that, and we're all guilty of it.
What?
You forget something when it's in the drawer.
No, I check
suitcase.
All the drawers.
You do
I leave.
Every time?
Every time. Yeah. And I make my kids do it too.
Yeah, I make John check after me.
Everybody check.
Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, those drawers are filled with body parts. I'm not opening it.
Right.
I'm not looking in it. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to. No.
Well, what's the story?
Oh, right. What were you going to say?
Oh, well.
Robes.
Slippers is really more the question.
Oh, I know what you're getting at. Okay.
Yeah, you just handed me this, I started laughing. So Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber are engaged or married, possibly married. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's famous now. So she got the cover of Harper's Bazaar. And I did not realize that he loves hotel slippers so much that he will just wear it. He'll wear them to church. He'll wear them out for a walk on the beach.
We've seen pictures of him.
I just never
wondering
really
why he's wearing those
noticed.
Slippers. Yeah.
Anyway, here's a... Here's a shot of him just walking down the street wearing those with black socks, yeah, wearing those stupid white fluffy hotel slippers. So she poked fun at that.
Well, she is
wearing pajamas or something. Look like I don't even know what she's wearing.
It looks like she's wearing curtains.
Yeah, it's a weird. Is it like a jumpsuit thing?
Does that say Versace? You would know. You can tell stuff like that.
Okay. So anyway, here's the cover shoot is her. She's basically in a bikini or maybe possibly two pairs of underwear. I'm not sure what's happening here. But she's got the hotel slip, but she looks fine.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, she's looking, I think, young and hot.
What do you think he's up to?
The hottest chick.
Right.
I like Selena's face better, though.
Is that a tattoo around her waist?
I don't know what the hell that, what is that? Is that another, is that, it looks like two pairs of underpants.
The bottoms are low-waisted, which are, that's, I like that.
Yeah.
I like,
but then it looks like there's another
the
pair.
The bottom goes below the hip, not above it.
Yeah, it does look like, in color, it looks like two pairs. There's blue, that is the low waist, and then the high waist is a red.
Oh, okay.
So she
doubled
just
up.
Has two pairs of underpants on.
All right.
She doesn't want her toe to be showing or anything.
Well, look, at the top doesn't even match anything.
So. Yeah, no, the whole thing is like, it's just a weird look.
Why would anyone hide that?
Great legs.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely great legs.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Belly, nice. She looks great. Damn,
young.
I you know, I'd do it. I know. Holy cow. You know, though, I never looked like that. Even my hottest times, I was like, I would look like a lard next to her. The Conners debuted last night.
And are the reviews already in?
I don't have a ton of reviews. There are some reviews out of it, but this is really just how they dealt with the departure. So spoiler alert, in case you have that T-vote or whatever.
T-vote.
And I don't know. I mean, I still have a TiVo. So Roseanne actually called it, and we all agreed that it would be an opioid problem. Mm-hmm. So 5 months ago is when they axed her, and now the show is back. They're calling it the spinoff, The Conners. And it's the fictional family of Roseanne Conner.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, is this the new intro? You've
yeah,
got going
it is.
Here. So it's centered around Dan, Jackie,
Darlene.
Yeah, Darlene. That's her name.
Like you
Sarah
ready?
Gilbert. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
You can
so
just.
This is just. So they're doing the same thing. They're going around the table. Oh, the table actually seems smaller. And then they're. It looks like the regular. Oh, it's the same music and everything. They didn't change a thing. So the Conners are. The
are
Conners
both
are back.
There?
I don't know. I see one Becky for sure. Anyway, it doesn't take long for the truth to come out. They believe that she had a heart attack at first, and then
that was cute.
What was it?
The daughter walks up and slips a bowl of fruit under Dan's plate.
Oh,
did you hear her
voice?
Because
he needs to lose weight, and then he switches the fruit with a big pile of eggs from Aunt Jackie.
Adorable.
Very cute.
Here, listen.
Oh, that's Jackie.
Oh, that's Jackie.
Oh, you think it's Darlene? Well,
play it
one of the girls.
Sorry, let me see.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
I think that's Jackie.
I think it's Jackie.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
I wish them luck. I hope it goes well, and I would hate to see them all have lost their jobs over Roseanne, but people are discounting her talent. Roseanne was good.
Yeah. Right. They're saying that they dealt with this. I did not see the show. It's on in prime time. That they dealt with her death in the first 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and that then they went on to just have an episode. So
it's a sitcom. You have to. I mean, you don't labor
right,
that.
The thing I'm reading, I was like, God, that sounds heavy and depressing, and not like a sitcom. So basically, they said that initially Roseanne's family thinks that she had a heart attack. The family's in disbelief, particularly Dan, who says defensively he'd flushed all her pills, but then there's a prescription bottle that reveals that she'd been exchanging with neighbors.
Mm.
In order, so like, I'll go get the thing that you need, and then you go get the pain pills that I need.
Oh.
That's very junky.
And then later her family finds like small stashes of medications all around the house. Dan confronts the woman, the neighbor, mm-hmm. who had exchanged pills with Roseanne. It was Mary Steenburgen. Is she normally on the show?
No, I don't think so, but I really enjoy her.
And she said, I would never have given them to her if I knew she had a problem. I know what it's like to have that problem. I'm so sorry. And then he can't sleep in the bed that they once shared, and then they get him past that, and they move on with the show.
I one time interviewed Mary Steenburgen, and I couldn't figure out her last name. It was one of those days where you had like 14 hours of interviews, and you were in a little cubicle, and when she came over... I go, all right, what's up, everyone? Here we are with Mary Steenburgen. And she goes, wait a minute. You have to say my last name right. And she made me say her name over and over for
good
like
for
2 minutes. And then she goes, okay, now you can proceed with
where's the audio of that?
Yeah. Oh, it was with Maddie. Who knows? Who knows where any of the audio is from back in the day?
I want to hear that. Steenburgen. Vice News.
Oh. That's Ted Danson's wife.
Yeah.
She's in This Is a Life Is a House.
She's a really nice person.
Is that what it's called, Life Is a House?
Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
Yes.
I whatever reason saw that movie 43 times because it was free on some channel that I had, and I just found myself.
My Life as a House?
Where Kevin Kline gets the cancer?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
I loved it. Yeah.
Sounds
did
very.
You cry every it's time?
Called. I probably did. Mm. Yeah.
Sir, you want this or no?
Oh, which one is it?
Dan, oh, this walking is him into the bed alone.
Oh, and he can't get in the bed?
No, this is without Roseanne Barr in it.
Okay, all right. This is, so, all right, so he's just looking at the bed.
You have to just describe it.
And he opens the bed up, and he gets in the bed.
Oh, he's lost so much weight.
I know, he looks hella old, too.
And he's laying in the bed, and he looks over at the empty side of the bed. And he gets up, and he...
Didn't you guys always think that was such a small bed for them?
That was my favorite. It was one of my favorite scenes. Is the two of them completely in an undersized bed? Like they can neither of them could move. They were shoulder.
They had to fit in the
they
camera.
They were beyond
angle.
Shoulder to shoulder,
like, and they were both heavier, yeah. a lot heavier.
Yes.
All right. So he just he opened up her side of the bed, almost like I can't leave that side of the bed made. Vice News aired an interview with Roseanne Barr last night, the same night that the Conners debuted. And she seemed devastated about losing the show. She said ABC taking her show away and allowing it to continue with other people writing her life story was the worst thing they could have possibly done to me. She says she's no longer in touch with anyone on the show. She's basically just doing nothing now. I guess she's got a podcast.
She was doing podcasts and some TV show in the works.
Some talk show, supposedly. Yeah. But she basically was saying, yeah, I'm doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about how she's spending a lot of time getting pictures and files in order, waiting in lines, going out for ice cream with my mom, and sleeping 17 hours a day.
Mm.
She also started smoking.
Oh, well, I thought she already smoked.
Maybe she'd quit.
Went back to it.
Because they're saying she started. And she also said, I will not be watching the Conners. I just want to move on. Apparently she did tweet about it, though. I didn't see the tweet. But
I'm sure she's... Look, there's no excuse for the stuff she wrote, and whether or not she's racist, I don't know. I don't, but... She's got to be brokenhearted over it. It's show that made her and built her a fortune that beyond any,
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be heartbreaking for her to watch
and
that.
For everyone to always be coming up to her, I'm sure that's just making
Yay.
It worse.
Another
right.
question about that.
But I bet she can't. She can't break up with it. Probably says she's going to and won't watch it, and she probably watched it.
Yeah,
it's a freaking thorn in her side, I'm sure. Now that Roseanne is back again, without Roseanne, networks are desperately looking for reboots. I mean, they're everywhere. Every time you turn around, there's a reboot. Mm-hmm. And most of us are like, oh, another reboot. Turns out we like them. We love them even. They did a survey of like 2,200 adults, and 75% said they'd be very or somewhat likely to watch a reboot with the original cast. That picks up where the original series left off. Like, there's plenty of shows that I'd love to see come back and do another season or
two. Name one.
Friends. Seinfeld. I'd love to see another series, just
well,
a season
of Seinfeld.
Well,
we like to see those shows, what happened to them, where are they now?
Right.
Or maybe it makes us feel younger, or reminds us of our...
Maybe, right.
Day. I mean, that's why I watch certain shows that I watch, reminds me when I was a kid.
Right. Like, I don't want to see Miami Vice rebooted. Did they do a reboot of that one time?
On TV?
They did the movies.
Did a movie.
Oh.
With Crockett and Tubbs.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
You loved it, didn't you?
Oh.
You didn't love it?
Stupid.
Oh.
It was Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell.
Oh, remember? He went to rehab right after that.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the movie was awful, huh? That's too bad. 63% said that they'd watch a revival with the original cast and a new storyline. But it seems like, as far as the survey goes, having the original cast back is key. But in reality, one of the most successful reboots of a show is Hawaii Five-0, and that's a totally new cast.
Mm-hmm.
True. So, the Lost in Space reboot, I guess it's actually doing... Is that a Netflix thing, or is that an Amazon? I think it's a Netflix thing.
It's definitely not on network.
Right. And that's horrible, but I still watch it. Just to laugh at it. I mean, the acting is so bad.
Mm. Well, it's not like the first one was very good either with that acting.
Oh, come on. I loved the original Lost in Space.
Heck,
I was too young to know about it.
We knew it was bad.
I was too young to know that the acting was bad. And that was where I got my first taste of space and robot danger at Will Robinson.
You were hooked ever since.
I have been ever since. I mean, I think we were really little when that show was on. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up?
Don't eat squirrel brains.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show's Hump Day. 6:37 on Wednesday morning. Scott Capurro will be joining us. I'm sure he's got some great gigs this weekend.
And I guess lots of good stories.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. The wet underpants contest.
About that.
Yeah,
you do?
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Do they spray you?
Yeah, is it like squirt guns or?
Yeah, how does that?
You know, how do they get wet? I guess is the question, and so many more things.
Wet
will be
bun huggers does not sound
sexy,
like a good thing.
All
but
droopy.
Yeah, it seems like they'd be like it's wearing like a soggy diaper or something.
Right.
I don't. Hot ish.
Is it hot?
Hot or not?
Not. I'm gonna go not on that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the October sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. So real quick, I'll mention the Warriors got their rings last night as the NBA has opened up their season, and the rings do look spectacular and too big for any human to possibly wear.
And what is the deal with the... You can flip the top over?
Yeah, you can unscrew the top, pull it out, and then the Warriors part of the ring can flip over from a colored part, jewels, to a non-colored jewels.
Oh.
That's neat.
Yeah, I'm so torn. I don't have anything against the new Bay Bridge. I think it's fine, but the fact that the Warriors have adopted it as their main logo, I don't get it. Maybe they're going to change it to the Golden Gate Bridge and use the city logo when they move across the bay. I don't know, but I've never understood. Like, I don't. Does anyone have like a real affection for the new bridge?
No.
Not yet. I mean, it's nice. You know,
I've only been on it a few times, though.
Yeah, that's true. I hardly ever cross it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But
so anyway,
lots of people commute across it every day. Maybe they're like, that matters
and maybe
to
they
them.
Love it. And,
yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, that's the logo they used instead of like the W or, you know, whatever. So it's fine. They're unwearable. They're something you put in a trophy case.
The rings?
Yeah.
Yeah. You bring them with you to appearances,
places,
I guess.
And say, look at this.
Isn't
that neat? Pass that around. Neato. The Sox won last night. They now lead their series 2-1, and the Dodgers beat the Brewers. The series, that series is tied at 2s in baseball.
Hey, it looks like the Warriors did use the Golden Gate Bridge for 1 year, 1969 to 1970.
No, that's what I'm saying. There was a logo called the city logo. It was the city.
Yeah,
and it had the Golden Gate Bridge. I love that logo, but that's the Golden Gate Bridge. That's my point. It's so iconic, it makes sense.
Golden State, Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
So what have they been using in between?
Well, they're across the bay.
I think they've had trouble because
this
the name
bay.
Is the Warriors. But you don't want to... How graphic can you be? They had that weird dude with the noodle sticking off his head, like a... I forget what
like
they
a Trojan
called
warrior
him. What
do
they call that guy?
A Native American.
No. He wasn't a Native American. He was like a Stitch. What did they call him?
I'll bring in the picture.
Yeah, I want to see the logos.
They have trouble. They can't use a Native American. They don't want it to be too graphic. You know, warrior. Oh, that's really old. No, this is the one I'm talking about there.
Oh.
I don't know what that guy was called.
So this is from 1946.
They did have an Indian.
Oh, they sure did for quite a while there.
So
and
I would bet you...
And then they had like a tomahawky looking thing. And then there was the city, which is the one...
The Golden Gate. I'm mentioning.
Yeah,
right.
And I've seen t-shirts with that on it.
Sure. I have a t-shirt.
So it's this weird, like... kind of superhero looking. That was the one for so long.
It says, why is the old Warriors logo holding a lightning bolt?
Because they don't want to have a graphic weapon. They're trying to be politically correct. Mm. We have the coolest name, but we cannot come up with a logo. Yeah. So we use a bridge.
All right. I know what they should do.
What should they do,
in
woman?
Oh, yoga, there's warrior pose.
Oh, get out of here.
That's a great
What's
idea.
Wrong with you?
I like warrior
pose. So that old logo with the Indian was probably in Philadelphia because that's where the team comes from. They moved from Philly to here.
So they originated in Philly?
Mm-hmm.
But now if they're going to move to this side of the bridge...
They can use the city logo.
They can go back to the city logo.
But who cares? Whatever. Yeah, let them do whatever they want.
You know
want.
What? Just keep winning. Just win.
They're definitely caught in a hard spot because they don't want no trouble.
Right.
Someone, just a couple texts. The Warrior logo used to be used. Gosh, now they're all coming through. Used to be used to be Thunder. They got rid of
Thunder's the guy's name.
They got rid of it since the Sonics moved. I don't know. Does that make sense?
The Sonics moved to
Unless
Oklahoma City.
Unless it auto-corrected.
That's why. Because it's called the Oklahoma Thunder. So that's why they got rid of the guy named Thunder.
Wow.
925, the Bay Bridge is a big deal for us. East Bay peeps, it's our connection to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But that's what we're saying. Like, what's going to happen when they move over here? Like, would it still be appropriate to use that? Or like,
I'm also saying, though, that because it's so new, it doesn't have that same...
That storied, the legendary status. Right.
Anyway, whatever. They're giving it that. So, good for them. It's on their rings. All right. Oh, and while we're on the text real quick, I had mentioned to you that a friend of mine had twins and I was talking to her about, you know, that and I was sort of like, I kind of want to ask if she has had IVF, but I dididn't because 650 says, I have twins and I'm very offended when people ask me if I had IVF. My fertility is none of anyone's damn business but mine.
Oh, well, you can be that way.
My instinct was correct. I didn't ask.
Yeah. And not everyone is uptight like that. And listen, and not even saying that you're uptight, like you can have your opinion and stuff, but people are curious and, you know, that's not, they're not asking if you've got hemorrhoids from having kids. They're asking.
I can see it. I'd be like, no.
Well, why wouldn't you just be
I'd be like, yes, I did. It's amazing. It's wonderful. I want to share it with everyone.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
You know, you're right. You can't predict, so why ask?
There are curiosities we have.
Absolutely.
If they want to tell you,
tell you. Yeah, we're not trying to offend you.
No.
Just relax, lady. I'm very offended.
No,
that's... Well, you know, just try not to be offended by stuff.
It's fine. So, Sarah, we were just talking about this yesterday. You eat some pretty gross stuff.
I don't. I actually won't eat the... They're not
disgusting.
Gross. They're a totally normal thing.
I've seen you eat a lobster, and I was like, oh, my God, don't get near that lady's mouth. Like, you
She'll
were devouring.
Yeah, lobster. I'm good at lobster, too.
And you're like, look at this green
blood
goo. It's
delicious.
Finger licking good. You're like, I think this is the brain.
I did not say that. The brain is up
Let
in
me
the head.
Roll this over and just lick right up the shell.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing. Go on, keep going.
Right. Oh, like you're not the one who says, oh, and then you take a chicken and turn it over and the dark meat on the bottom, they're like oysters.
No, there's two oysters. There's two little pockets. You pop them out and it's like a nugget of the best dark meat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
there's no googlies on them.
Yeah, no, that is the...
It's not the bottom. It's actually the back. You know what's the bottom? The breast.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Technically speaking. That's the part that faces the ground. Vinny.
Anyway, I want to warn you about eating squirrel brains. Oh. Don't do it.
Okay. Why? Why shouldn't I eat a squirrel brain? I mean, God. That sounds so delicious.
I know you
like
it.
Why are you taking food away from me?
Anything that's edible, let me just put that in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, Bryn, where are you?
Yeah, Bryn is the one who puts everything in his mouth.
No, I mean, he's supposed to have...
But
that's
he
where
is the
sound
one.
Effect for, put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
Yeah, that one.
There you go.
A medical report just came out about a 61-year-old guy in Rochester, New York, who went to the hospital 3 years ago after he'd noticed a serious drop in his ability to think and keep track of what he was and was and what was and wasn't reality.
Oh.
The doctors diagnosed him with variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Wow.
Or VCJD, which is a fatal brain condition that's extremely rare. Only a few hundred cases have ever been reported. So how did this guy get it?
Is
he
it
ate squirrel brains.
Oh my God. Why is he eating squirrel brains? Because people like will eat whatever they can.
This
Why?
Guy's a hunter, and apparently during a hunt, he ate some squirrel brains. We don't know if it was, you know, mixed into squirrel soup or he just wanted to eat it out of the skull.
Let me scoop the brains. Hey, did he have to eat it more than one time? Like, did he eat it a bunch of times or he caught it one time after eating it one time?
They don't say here. They say that you should probably
but
lay
just
off
avoid them.
Squirrel brains completely.
Yeah.
Once, twice. Why play with the...
Is
the
it,
variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
You know, it doesn't seem like eating brains is ever a good idea. They should be reserved for zombies. The cow disease, right? Is it mad cow
disease?
Isn't
yeah.
that from
it's,
cows
it's a form
eating?
Of that, but it's just beef.
But it's from because they grind up the leftovers of a cow and then they put that into the cow's feed.
Okay, my bad. I did it to everyone. Let
and
me change stories.
It's the brain of the cow that causes that in other cows or something.
It's a form of that whatever
RP in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
You want to hear another? This is me socializing, everyone. You want to hear another weird disease that I heard about?
Yes.
All right.
Someone I went to school with has something called POTS. Have you ever heard of it?
No, what is it?
It's some rare disease.
That must stand for something?
POTS, yeah, it's an acronym. But look it up. It's crazy. This lady's had the worst possible
disease, a form of tuberculosis.
Oh. I don't know.
That occurs outside the lungs, whereby disease is seen in the vertebrae.
Apparently, it's caused her to have 2 heart attacks. And I'm like, POTS? What? Who's even heard of that?
What does it stand for, Yuzi? Does it say?
It stands for postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. TACHYCARDIA.
Tachycardia is like an irregular heartbeat,
yes.
Right? Or fast heartbeat or something.
Mm.
Boy, that sounds like it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful.
POTS.
POTS. Don't get it.
Anyway, let's get off the diseases and talk about something else.
Okay. Yeah.
A woman named Julie in England was recently trying to sell some furniture online.
Oh.
She didn't realize the picture she posted had a small mirror in it. And that mirror showed a tiny but clear reflection of her nude.
Oh.
As she was taking the picture of the furniture she planned to sell.
Tiny but clear.
Someone pointed it out.
So that, she was just taking photos nude.
Hmm.
Now you're... I can see you. I see you.
Do you see?
So.
I do see that. I do see what you see.
It's gone viral now. And
oh, great. She's thrilled.
We don't know if it helped sell the furniture or not, but.
Furniture's pretty nice.
Well, can you see the photo?
I do see the photo, and it's so tiny, but it looks like she is wearing a bra.
Oh.
Oh. This says naked boobs.
Does it?
Yeah.
Maybe they put a bra on it. So you wouldn't have to put a black line across it.
Come see if you can see over here.
I was going to pull up the picture. Hold on.
Did you show Sarah the picture?
I don't have it.
Oh, we printed out the picture for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I don't have it. Nope. Not here.
I'd love to see a naked lady.
I don't think I won the Mega Millions last night, everyone. So.
Did anybody win?
Nobody won all 6 numbers, but we do have someone that won 5 out of 6 here at the Marina Safeway in San Francisco.
Oh boy. What did they get?
Six.
How much did they get?
I don't I don't know, because what was it, Vinny? I can't remember the number. 654 or something like
that?
It
was ridiculous. Yeah, that's a lot.
So what do you get out of 5 out of 6 numbers for $654 million?
Well, you either get $300,000 or $13,000.
Right.
One of those.
So we don't know yet who won that one, but the numbers go up to $868 million on Friday.
Oh, my God. $868 million.
And tonight's Powerball is up to $345 million.
Oh, we
another
play
big
all the
one.
Numbers. Oh, boy. Yeah, let's waste some money, you guys. Tickets. Let's go flush some money down the toilet.
I'm doing it.
Me too.
You, all right. I can bring the picture. I'll bring it.
Yeah. It's a teensy little picture of the.
So there's a mirror on like a dresser that she's selling?
Yeah. There's two big. What do you call those things?
Oh, she looks fantastic.
Let's see.
Oh, it's great.
Armoires.
Oh,
it's so great.
Yeah.
So she's naked?
Yeah.
Oh, she does seem naked.
She looks fantastic. It's not wrong. It's stupid, right?
Do you think she knew it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Because you look back at your pictures.
Absolutely.
Especially before you get to post them.
I suppose maybe you're just looking to see how the...
I don't know. Yeah, or she know how to market and you know that's going to get you... Lots
top
of attention.
Dollar. Top dollar for those armoires and dressers.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, just so you guys know how much I love you, I saved you from the worst person in the world.
Yeah, he
that
said
made
that he
the
goes,
news today.
He says the lady's name. He says, that person is the worst person in the world. I'm like, oh, God, what did they do? She goes, I'm not going to tell you. I'm like, you got to tell me.
She's like, do the story. I'm all, you can't imagine.
What's
Kayla Parker is the worst person in the
world.
Give
me a hint. What's it about?
No. I'll hand you the story. You can read it yourself.
Well,
it's awful.
He said he saved me from it. So
I'm saving you from
it. Yeah, it's not a good story.
It's the worst.
Should I not look at it?
It's
not
worst.
My curiosity is so peaked.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
did she kill someone?
Is there murder involved? Yeah.
No, it's worse.
Listen, it has to do with children. Let's just.
Oh, all right. Let's
her.
Yeah, she's
children.
A terrible person.
She's
I agree.
The worst person in the world.
Yeah. Mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And you're welcome.
Thank you for saving me.
Yeah.
Now I don't need to know about Kayla Parker. Don't look it up, everyone. Just
and speaking of
the
looking
urge.
Things up. I've seen videos of strong men squatting and they projectile vomit. Look, I don't know why.
I'm telling you, it's not good for you.
I understand YouTube rabbit holes, but you have to pull off at some point before you find yourself down that path.
Yeah.
Like, but I
you
get
never
it.
Know what's going to be next. Like, you thought you were just going to see a prolapsed butt, but then you saw someone vomiting.
You didn't want to see that either, though.
I didn't mind seeing that.
You start.
Like,
I understand
cow.
You start with surfing and you find yourself, like, on, you know, push mowers. Like, how did I get over
I
here?
I was gonna say, like, bad racked up bodies from reefs.
No, because you wouldn't. I'm not clicking on that.
Oh.
Like, just like you'd say, prolapsed man areas due to lifting? No.
No, back areas. This could be a man or a woman.
You're watching women do this to themselves
as well. I
didn't
watch it. I've just seen some pictures. I'm just saying, you called it a man area, and that sounds like front.
Well,
the front butt.
I'm just
not the back butt.
You know us talking in code most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to decode what you're saying. Just doing my best over here.
Thanks. Let's see here. Human, go to a doctor about your back. Back pain could do you damage you can't undo. Also can be a sign of cancer.
Oh, boy.
Please see a real doctor.
Please go see a doctor. Hey, how is your back today?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for asking. Please don't check in.
He's actually not. Are you kneeling?
He's kneeling.
Oh.
Is he?
He is.
Does he have knee pads on?
Right
he
there.
Does. He has
no knee
pads.
Pads.
Oh, you didn't
no
wear the knee pads,
pads
today?
No.
Where are they? You just haven't put them on yet? Your knees aren't sore enough yet?
Do you need help? I'll help you.
Oh, you're
Vinny will carry you. He'll wear you.
I'll wear him?
Yeah.
I'll wear him.
Like you said with your daughter. You put him on your shoulders. Wear him.
No, I actually put her on my head, like on my head, like a hat.
Oh. And she just hangs on
for dear
like,
life.
What on her stomach?
No, I hold her up.
Yeah,
I also do the shoulder thing, but no, I'm not putting Human on
you
my shoulders.
Like
I don't need my back going out. How much do you weigh?
At least 190.
Let's get the scale up.
That scale sucks.
That scale's a liar.
Well, there's someone that doesn't want to end up on the scale.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have the top songs in the country at this
Yay.
Moment, and they all sound pretty much the same.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.